Hey there! Welcome to the Cheerful by Choice podcast. This is where people trying or hoping to be happier come for quick, simple steps we can take to get us there with fun, inspirational stories, reminding us it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel our feelings. And there's always someone out there cheering you on. That's me. I'm Lydia Taggart, neuro-linguistic programming practitioner, best-selling author, mom of six, including quadruplets, and daughter of God on a mission to increase happiness and hope in the world. I'm so glad you're here. If you like this show, share and subscribe. Let's get to it.
Hello, fellow happy teenagers.
Hello!
Wait, you guys are happy and you're teenagers? How does that happen?
Well, we use the frame formula to have great relationships.
The frame formula? What's that?
Well, you can learn about it in the book my mom wrote.
Yeah!
It's called the frame formula, your parenting source to communicate like it's your superpower. Go to www.theframeformula.com.
www.theframeformula.com.
All right, I'm going there now. I need a superpower. Thanks. All right, my friends, guess what? Have you ever heard the saying, sealed with a kiss? Well, what does that mean? It means you have to kiss everybody, right? No, not really. That means your body is a tool and it's used to confirm things. We high five, or sometimes we give elbows. We're in the COVID world now. We do fist bumps. Some sort of physical activity to confirm that we agree, that we're excited to see each other, especially sealed with a kiss when it's really intentional that we're sending our love. Well, we can do other things with our bodies too. Our bodies are an amazing tool that confirm our spiritual, emotional, and intellectual states. My very first client, well, I guess she wasn't my first client. Anyway, one of my clients, she was having pain in her feet, and Charlotte was her name. We ended up deciding that, yeah, that's related to your relationship with your husband, the foundation. And it, when we addressed that, her pain in her feet went away. And so our bodies, that's just one example, our bodies store these emotions and try to tell us things if we're having issues, right? You can tell when someone's walking into the room, you can tell by their body language if they're having a good day or not, because our bodies are a tool, okay? So when we feel stuck, when we feel unhappy, we can just change our body. Our brains are in charge of our body, right? And we can make our arm move. Our arm doesn't tell our brain what to do. Our brain, we decide if we're going to move our arm or not. And so when we can recognize that our body is behaving a certain way, if it's whatever kind of thing it is, if we're having pain in our feet or if we're just feeling stuck and unhappy, we can change the way our body is, change the way our emotions are communicating with our body, and vice versa, so that it changes our mood and our, it just changes everything. If you change one thing, they're all connected, right? And so what we want to do today is move your body. I know it sounds really silly, but let's try it and see what happens. If you can fake it and just be like, I'm overriding this physical system. I'm going to override it. I choose and decide to not be stuck anymore and force our bodies to cooperate for a minute. There's been studies done, I believe it was at Stanford, that holding the power pose, which is like the winning, hooray, I ran this marathon and I get to the end and you win and you throw your arms up in the air and your head tilts back a little bit. And everyone who wins a race does this. everyone. So they started studying it. And they found that if you hold this pose, even if you're not running a race or whatever, if you just stand there with your arms up in the air and put a smile on your face and you tip your head up a little bit, slight tip of the chin, and you hold it for 30 seconds, then it will literally change the chemistry in your brain. Holding this pose releases all the happy chemicals. And it's 30 seconds, so you can't hold it for 5 seconds. It's not long enough if you're just standing there. If you really run a race, then you're already in those happy endorphins. And so we can hold this pose, the power pose, with our arms up, our face to the sky, smile, and hold it for 30 seconds. See what happens. There's other things we can do. You can, like, sit. If you're sitting on a chair and your feet don't quite touch the ground, you just swing your legs and get this movement going. Emotions are energy in motion. And when we're stuck and we're not moving our bodies, then our emotions, they get stagnant and we start to feel like we're actually literally stuck. But all we got to do is move our bodies around. If we got a lot of emotions stuck in there, it takes a lot of movement and takes time. Just like in that science experiment, 30 seconds. There's a real actual time that we have to hold that pose for the endorphins and all the chemicals in our brains to start being released. And, you know, give it a test. Let's see what happens. Test it out. Move your body somehow. And let me know. Let me know what else is happening. And I think it's a really fun experiment. I have noticed, there's also experiments, but I have also noticed personally, when I exercise more, then I have more peace, more happiness, better sleep. All these things kind of contribute to being happy, right? And it doesn't have to be very much, but consistency is key. But what we really want to do is just try it. Try it and see what happens. And then, of course, wrap it in gratitude, because you're so worth it. All right, go have a wonderful day. Let me know what kind of movement you choose, and I'll talk to you again next time. That's a wrap for today. Thanks for being part of the Cheerful by Choice movement. Remember, you are more amazing than you can imagine. Sign up for our newsletter at cheerfulbychoice.com and let us know what you're thinking in the comments, or send us a message. See you next time!